This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says a new coronavirus economic aid package being unveiled on Monday would pay the country's 16 million unemployed workers 70% of their one-time salaries. But tough negotiations lie ahead with opposition Democrats over the scope of more assistance to offset the severe economic effects of the pandemic. On Fox News Sunday, Mnuchin called the 70% wage replacement figure a very fair level. But that figure, if adopted by Congress, would sharply cut federal benefits to the unemployed by two-thirds. The federal benefit that amounted to about $600 a week is set to expire this week. One mid-May report said a fifth of the unemployed workers declined requests from their employers that they return to work, because their wages were lower than what they were collecting in jobless benefits. Sunday on CNN, Trump economic advisor Larry Kudlow called the 70% figure quite generous. Kudlow said the overall $1 trillion economic aid package will include another round of $1,200 checks to most adults in the United States and payments to businesses to retain employees rather than cut the size of their workforces. But Democratic lawmakers are demanding that the $600 a week boost in payments to the jobless workers be kept in place through the end of 2020. They are pushing for an overall coronavirus aid package totaling $3 trillion. Spain's coronavirus epidemic is under control, according to the Spanish Foreign Ministry on Sunday, after the British government imposed a 14-day quarantine on all travelers returning from the Mediterranean country in response to a new surge of cases there. The Spanish Foreign Ministry added hospitals are coping well with the